This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian and Ukrainian officials said Thursday they've agreed to a temporary ceasefire in the besieged southern port city of Mariupol to allow citizens to evacuate and humanitarian aid to enter. Neither side specified when that ceasefire and humanitarian corridor would end, but Ukraine said its soldiers would guarantee a full ceasefire regime and that it was sending 45 buses into Mariupol to evacuate the residents. A spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross called the ceasefire desperately important and told the Washington Post the ICRC teams were traveling with relief items and medical supplies to facilitate the safe passage of civilians out of Mariupol Friday. Meanwhile, the Red Cross Federation President Francesco Rocco recently visited Ukraine to inspect conditions in the region since Russia's military invaded 5 weeks ago. Rocca says he is particularly concerned about what he sees as an emerging health crisis there. He says millions of people no longer have access to medical care thanks to attacks against hospitals and medical personnel.
Many are also cut off from regular access to clean water, leaving them at an elevated risk of infectious diseases. People who are on the move are also at greater risk, as living conditions can be overly crowded and access to proper water and sanitation facilities lacking. Outbreaks of respiratory and waterborne diseases are highly likely.
Rucka says he is particularly concerned about what he sees as an emerging health crisis in Ukraine. He says millions of people no longer have access to medical care and treatment because of attacks against hospitals and medical personnel. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian company that operates the Chernobyl nuclear power plant reported Thursday Russian troops which had occupied it were leaving and heading towards Ukraine's border with Belarus. The company, Ergoatom, said the Russian military was also preparing to leave Slovetich, a nearby city where power plant workers live. The company said reports were confirmed that Russians had dug trenches in the Red Forest, the 10-square-mile-kilometer area surrounding the Chernobyl plant, within the exclusion zone, and received significant doses of radiation. The company said Russian troops panicked at the first sign of illness, which showed up very quickly, and began to prepare to leave. The claim couldn't be independently verified. The nuclear plant operator said the Russians have signed a document confirming the handover of the Chernobyl plant, and stating that the plant's administration doesn't have any complaints about the Russian troops who are guarding the facility. Israeli forces have raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, setting off a gun battle, leaving two Palestinians killed and several wounded. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Video circulating online showed smoke rising from the Jenin refugee camp as gunfire echoed in the background. Others appear to show Israeli soldiers and Palestinian gunmen moving through the narrow streets. Palestinian officials confirmed two people died in the raid, one of them a 17-year-old Palestinian boy. The raid came 2 days after a Palestinian from a village near Jenin shot and killed five people in central Israel, part of a wave of attacks in recent days. I'm Karen Chamas.
One of four men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is testifying he played no role in a wild conspiracy to abduct her before the 2020 election. During the ongoing trial of the kidnapping suspects Thursday, Daniel Harris repeatedly answered absolutely not when asked by his attorney if he agreed to abduct Whitmer. His testimony comes a day after prosecutors rested their case in the federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Harris, along with Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., and Brandon Caserta, are charged with conspiring to kidnap Whitmer from her vacation home in 2020 in response to her tough COVID-19 restrictions imposed in the state and their contempt for the government. Defense attorneys maintain the group was engaged in a lot of crazy talk, but no actual conspiracy to kidnap the governor. The U.S. Treasury Department Thursday announced sanctions on 21 entities and 13 individuals involved in the Russian technology sector, which it says are involved in evading already existing sanctions designed to prevent the country from assessing Western technology for military purposes. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russian and Ukrainian officials said Thursday they've agreed on a temporary ceasefire in the besieged southern port city of Mariupol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.